it's really a mix of the bag of good and bad. So there is a really good part to it, and there's some really not so good parts to it. So let me turn on this annotation tool so we can see it a little bit here. And then we'll be able to do it. Spotlight. This is it. Okay, that way. So the first thing is you have to understand that you are now part of the machine. A part 141 school, a big one like ours, the other one I was with, and the other big ones, like used to do all of the double eyes and CF double eyes and ME eyes at what was Transpec, now AeroGuard. That's even a bigger school. That's 400 students, 65 airplanes, 85 CFIs, right? A huge program. And so if you don't think you're going to be part of a machine, you're going to be part of the machine. You're going to be on the hamster wheel. Because when I was chief pilot, I can tell you this is how my mentality was. When you first day on the job, you as a chief pilot go like, oh, just listen to everybody. Everybody has input, and you'll listen to all that. And then everybody will have a reason they can't do something. Oh, the reason I can't do this is because this, my brother's, father's, junior's, grandson's birthday is in the, you know, and there's all some reason, right, that I can't do this. And so, you know, in the end, you just kind of get tired of hearing it. You just cut to the chase, right? Hey, come in here. This is going to stop right now. And then that's how it works. So what I wanted you to do as a CFI, and you wanted to do it too. So I wasn't asking you to do something you wouldn't want to. I said, you are not to give ground instruction. You are not to give it. That's for academics to do. We have an academics department that will do all of that, with exception of the pre-flight briefing and the post-flight briefing. If a student asks you something about how the ailerons work, that is to go refer to academics. You're not to waste time doing that. I want you to do one thing. I want you to time out flight every single day. I want you to have 8 hours of flight in your logbook every single day if we can get it. I want to keep the hamster wheel turning, because as soon as you start doing ground or reviewing cross countries and doing all that stuff, teaching people how to read performance charts, that's a student that's getting behind in our program. So this is a factory. So please understand that. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing, but it means that's the mentality of management, and that's the mentality of the chief pilot, is that I need to keep the factory humming. That's my number one job. Keep it humming safely.